we're finishing up Masechet Gemara today. We're holding a Daf Lamed Dalid to finish the Masechet. And we got up to Kol HaNigmarim Lo Yisarafu. So anything that there's a mitzvah for Tura, you cannot burn it. Why is that? Because by time of Mishum Ben Migborim, Ephron is with Israfim, Ephron Mutar. If you bury something, so then the Ephra of what you burned is going to be awesome. Whereas if you burn something, then the Ephra is considered to be a mutter. So then if you switch it, you may end up being nirshal in the Isser, because what you've done is you've actually going to switch it around. So therefore, things that are buried can't be burned because you might confuse their ashes, right? If the ashes are going to be usher, and you'll make them mixed up with something where the ashes are supposed to be burned, which is mutter. The question is whether that is actually true or usher. Where is that really true? Yes, the Gemara, you're telling me that Nikvarin Ephron Asur, by definition, something that is covered is always going to be Ephron Asur, and that's the reason that you can't switch? Well, Tanya, can you sit at the table?
Sure.
Great, I would love to see you. If I'm sorry to finally have you, it's very nice to actually see you.
That was his button.
I didn't want to make it.
Yeah. He just wants to remember Kalman's situation.
Zephyr the Kalman.
So the question is that really true? Because it says like this. At the, where did I get up to now?
My time.
Press the wrong things. Sorry. Vatanya. Dam hanida. Ubesar hames. Shinifrahu. Tahurim. So now it says over here that if you have things like dam hanida or basar hames, once they've become dried out at that point, they become tar. So they're so dry that they turn into afer. Nifrahu means it turns into dust. It's tar, and there's no tumah, I'm assuming, if it's tar, there's no tumah, so then it means that they have no isra'ana either. They're not present anymore. So if they're not present for tumah, then they should be by lavtar and umutar. But certainly the din of the mace is that it's supposed to be kovar, and that's how lovely, we have to be kovar. It says over here that dust, apparently, is mutar ba'ana'a. So why do you say that? The mace, which is usr ba'ana'a, does not mean that it's going to become mutter when it turns into dust. It just says it's not going to be tummy. That's all it says. Well, tahor and v'asuri. So what makes you think the two are interrelated? Masiv repiras. Olas ha'of. The mistake was, the thought, that the question is its presence, whether dust is considered to be its presence. But that's not the point. It doesn't have to be that the hefza of the thing is present. The point of the afer remaining aser is that whatever the makar of the iser was, is not affected in any way of the mitzias that still is accessible. The fact that it's no longer basar and efer, why do you think necessarily that takes away the iser or not? It has nothing to do with it. Obviously it takes away tumah because you don't have, in fact, the basar hames, right? Masur repentance. Olas ha'eves and mitzvah damas. So suppose you did the mitzvah, which is the only matana of an eosai. And the idea was that after doing that, you have already, take off the Mura and the Neitza. Here goes step one. The Mura and the Neitza, Shalah, Yatsa Midei Me'ima. So when I've thrown out the Mura and the Neitza, which remember, I have to take out the crop of the bird together with either, that's my focus, whether it's the entrails or whether it's the feathers that are on the surface. But anyway, there is no Chiyav of Me'ima at that point. Now, I'm assuming that means if there's no king of the Me'ilah, that there is no longer any Isra on that at all, right? And apparently, even though these are certainly included in the Nikvarim, recorder them, it says over here that once they're Nikvarim, so then it's Mutter Ba'ana. So that should be true of anything. No. All it says is that it's Yatsar Bidei Me'ilah. What that means is it's no longer Kodesh Hashem. It does not mean that it's Mutter Ba'ana. In any way, never meant that. Throughout the Masechet that we're learning now, which is Megillah. Okay, so now we're still sticking to our guns. We're assuming that the reason that something which is Nikvar can't be Nisraf is because then you'll come to be Matir the Efer, which Lamaisa is Aser, And you will think, well, everything else that I burned the Afer is mutter, so I should be able to be nene from this. But I'm not allowed to be nene from this. So again, it's not that the process is matter. It's very important to understand. The process is not matter. The question is Afer mutter? It happens to be that all the things that are burned, the Afer is mutter, and that's why we burn it. Those things that are nikvar, even if I burn them, they're still going to be there for us. So if I would go ahead and burn them, I would then end up in Yitzhak, in the Afer. That's the assumption. The problem is that I can show you things where the Nisrafim actually are, in Lav Gavka, there's a rule of codes, but things that are Nisraf, it's still also. So obviously, you can't tell me that I'm necessary because I burned something, I'm going to be better from it. How about Nisrafim the Hegnet? You're telling me that when I burn things of Hegdash that need burning, the Afer of Hegdash is mutter? Is that true? Suli Amukadosh better burn. The Afer is mutter. I can prove to you that's definitely not all, because it says, Tanya, Kol HaNisrafim, Ephraim mutter, Chutz, from two things, Afer Asherah, and Chutz mi Afer of Hegdash, which is always us. Why don't we put them together, by the way? Why not just say Chutz mi Asherah, the Afer Shal Hegdash, which is always us? Why do I say Asherah? And then Hegdash is always us, as if Asherah is not always us. That's true. These things can't be combined, because an Asherah is not necessarily always us. If a Goy comes along, it's Mabato, the Asherah, so then it's not going to be us anymore. You can't say the Olam Asa, but Hegdash is not even doing that. Ela Batela Olamit, and it says over here that even though I burned it, it remains us. So what are you telling me? That I'm going to necessarily get mixed up because I burned something, that means that it's going to be mutter? It's not true, but it's going to be mutter. Anyway, so it says, Katani Mia, Afer Hegdash Leolam Us. So then obviously we are not worried about the fact that somebody's going to be confused, and if he burns something, he's going to come to be mater, because then all kutchen that are burnt, we shouldn't be worried about that. So why can't I burn something that was going to be nikvar? I don't understand. Isn't it better to burn it where, like, there's nothing left of it? Amar, Rami Bar Chama. It's a completely different case. That Brisa is talking about where there was no Me'ila. And since there was no Me'ila, so every value of it is the actual value. You could sell it for activated charcoal. So it's valuable. If somebody had burned it, then that would have been martyred. But if nobody, fire broke out and burned it. Why should it lose its kedusha? It still has value to Hegdash. Mm-hmm. So because of that, well, going to know for the lake about say Hegdash, Merlel. It's a big pile of wood. Hegdash, we're going to be using it for the Bnei Kabbai. The fire broke out, burned the wood, and now it's ashes. What makes you, why in the world should be moved? Nobody did it. The lake forgot from the chulin. It's not going to go out the chulin. So it remains money of Hegdash. So obviously that's not the normal case of Sulei HaMukdash. That's not what we're talking about. It's very straightforward. You know what Afer, it's talking about Afer of Hegdash. It's talking about Kitani Amasis with the Trumas Hadeshan. Obviously, we know all about Trumas Hadeshan. Trumas Hadeshan is always us because it's a Chiddush Akra. These are all issues that we've been dealing with just now with Manila, right? So Kitani, you might meet them with Trumas Hadeshan, Tanya. The Eilam Asin, Trumas Hadeshan is also because of Xeris Akosim. The Tanya Visamo Eitzalam is Beach. Visamo means every last bit, kulo. Visamo means make sure that it's all there, shalo yefaser. And that means if it requires Sima in that place, then that means if it's Tom Geniza, then by definition, it's Aserban of Andron Alok Nej, or Kutsi Beach.
But that name what they don't call.
Wait, which one?
About the Eseron information that we like from the Big Day with everything else that we said.
What, that snakes and bring heaven? Yeah, because we're not interested in that. We're talking about ashes.
But it, yeah.
It's not again. Yeah. Hagar of Yesh, Bekachin is Veyak, Vesvika, Vesechet, Timu.
What does
this mean? It shouldn't fly away. Because everywhere.
Gently.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I'm not fully functional today.
I think it's anything wrong.
Monopolis?
Hadina bar papa, Rami bar papa, Nachman bar papa, Choy bar papa, Bamori bar papa, Rafin bar papa, Rafish bar papa, Surkan bar papa, Ada bar papa, Daro bar papa. Arev no Adina Eloina Divator, as a Sabafina with the Amrach of Beth Israel, Minia Kulano, Anach, Nilitzeta, Eno, Vitzete, Amrach of Beth Israel, Kulano Yoda in Shemercha, the Dator of Echa. You invite the Hakmedi Mitzvotecha, Kilo Lam Yuri, he repeat, Amin, the Kukechel of Mahanoi Vosh. Is there a reason why you have to
so
sit
that back here? Minion.
We got a call. שאנו משכימים והם משכימים. אנו משכימים מדברי תורה, והם משכימים מדברים בתלים. אנו עמלים והם עמלים. אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר. והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר. אנו רוצים והם רוצים, אנו רצים בחיי עולם הבא, והם רצים לדר שחת, שבבר ואתה לא יהיו תורידים לדר שחת, אנשי דמים ומרמה לא יחצו ממהן, ואני אבטח בה. ירצון מלפדך לאדוני אלוהינו, כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת תמורה, כי תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים ולסיימם, ללמוד ולמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה, וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים, יעמוד לנו ולזרענו, שבו תלמוד שהתורה מפינו ומפזרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם, ותתקיים בנו ותעליך, תנחה אותך, ושובבך תשמור עליך, והקיצותה כי תשיחך, כי בי ירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים ימינה, ושמאלה עושר וכבוד. אדוני עוז ועמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו והשלום. ולא נזמין לך שם.
סמן טוב, מה זאת טוב.
All right, what's the story? יצמח פורקנאי ויקרק משיכן, ויכולו ימיכולו חיינו חובס ישראל, בעגלו בזמן קורי דיבו אמן. יסברם, ישתבח, יסבר, יסתבר, יזומם, יתנסה, יתעדור, יתעלב, יתעלול, שמי דקודשה בריחו. אלא ליאמה, מוכב יפתה ושירתה, תושבתה ונחמתה, תאמירה בעולם, אבינו, 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 א We are Sergio Lomalin, we are called Israel, we are being Okay, so Rabbi Nea points out that the scene ended up, even though we wanted it to be on some
Moshe Eliyahu
and some Gedalia, but I give up. I can't compete. So, but it turns out, could you guys be quiet just for like 10 seconds?
Sure.
So it turns out that the CM ended up being both the yard site of the person that is that the Beis HaMidrash is named for, which is Amir Yekutiel. So it ended up being a schus for the sefer of Amir. So Gamzun and Topa. So we had all of these delays, but I apologize. It made me very nervous. Very unhappy.
So, gentlemen,
Rabbi, I just want to know, what's the situation in South Africa? You guys are after the Tanit, right? So you already ate. Okay, and the guys in England are still early, right? So it doesn't matter if we wait a little bit to allow people to eat here and then get on with the shiur, correct? Is David here? David, you have a couple of hours yet there. You can eat a little bit later, right? Okay, so give us, how much time do you guys think we need? 25 minutes? So we could start, let's say, at 8 o'clock. Is that too late? It's too late. 10 to 8? 10 to 8. Say 20 minutes. Yeah, 10 to 8, Bezrat Hashem. We'll start at 10 to 8. And anybody who has kayak wants to come back to hear the shiur, please come back. If you haven't had an opportunity to hear the shiur from the morning, it's really very kedai. It's one of the, I think, the most inclusive shiur ever given in terms of a complete vision of the ideas of my separations and why it is that Tzom Gedalia is so central to the year that it's actually part of our Rosh Hashanah experience. So I would recommend anyway, listening as much as you can.
I would urge you.
I don't know about the volume, and this is the maximum volume that we have. It's the same volume we always use. So if it doesn't work now, it never worked before, I'm assuming. Okay, so I'm going to put you on hold here. We'll eat, and we'll keep the link.
The problems over here. Trials and tribulations and delays and changes. And it's a tremendous chizik to see you guys putting up with all of the craziness and still being there. So it's amazing. Thank you so much. I'm going to get the mic as close as I can. Here we are.
So this is our connection. Internet connection is there. This is the shiur that was meant to be on the Tzom Gedalia. It was meant to be a continuation, really, of the inyanim that we spoke about this morning. Truly amazing inyanim. I really recommend to everybody to, if you're able to hear that shiur, it has such amazing, concise integration of all of the elements of Maaseh Bereishis and how it relates to Rosh Hashanah and to the idea of Bechira on Rosh Hashanah, and the idea of Tshuva on Rosh Hashanah, and the failure that led to the need for Rosh Hashanah, and the uniqueness of Tzom Gedalia in terms of Tzom Gedalia being the day which, first of all, we deal with the essential tikva of Reishis, which was the willingness to accept Eidus, and that's exactly what Tzom Gedalia ends up defining, along with the pasuk that the Rambam brings from Shabbos Shuvah's Haftarah, and that Amira of Eloheinu L'Maaseh Yadeinu turns out has only one possible way of escaping, as we spoke this morning, and that way is through Eidus, because the nature of Eidus is that it recreates a reality of a presence that you're no longer part of. And that, surprisingly, the main idea in Maaseh Bereishis is the choice that needs to be made between the willingness to be mashlim, what needs to be mushlam in terms of a creation that, although it's for you, has absolutely no entitlements that are nageya your existence. So on the one hand, you can do what Adam Rishon did, which is to choose to do it his own way. And that doing his own way anyway is going to be done. In other words, the fact that a human being is a human being, and the fact that a human being becoming a human being is connected to all types of sludge in Maaseh Bereishis from beginning to the end. We spoke about the way that even Tkiyas Shofar is present at the beginning of Maaseh Bereishis, even in terms of physics, and the way that the Shleimus of Maaseh Bereishis becomes the utilization of the conscious Nivra of those life forms that can be turned into the music that the Rashba brings, that the Ravid brings in the nature of Teshuvah, which are Shigyonis. And those Shigyonis are specifically things that we do not know and are not aware of. Not aware of for two reasons. First of all, because we cannot know. The reason we cannot know is itself twofold. We cannot know because of the law of unintended consequences, which means that any act that we do is going to be fatally limited by the data that we have as to the ultimate impact of that act. One of my favorite examples is the Mesiras Nefesh that literally cost hundreds of lives to drain the Chula swamps in order to be Baina. I know it's Bene's neighborhood. I know.
That's sick. My grandpa,
I'll bring it to the police. It's amazing. All right, so anyway, as we can speak of it, Mamish from Barnea's neighborhood, and to discover after all of that Mesiras Nefesh, and after 50 years or 70 years later, that now you have to spend billions of dollars to refill the chula because you had no idea what you were doing and what the ultimate impact would be. It's a minor blip in the overall structure of Bria's insane list of unintended consequences. So that's one reason why it's impossible to actually take charge and to do that which needs to be done in terms of a tshuva of your bison, because what you think is good is actually bad, and what you think is bad is actually good. But the other reason, of course, is in the opposite direction. The complexities of what goes into making an Adam and a human mind, including the totality of the history of Maaseh Bereishis that was necessary for you to be here today, for me to be here today, is of such incredible complexity that obviously on the level of the species, it's unknowable. But that means A, it's impossible to know for the individual, obviously, but B, it means that even if you take yourself out of that whole equation, you only think about your own life, you will recognize that the ability that you have to be mechuber through the zichreinus of your own life, and through the integration, which are the malchias of your own life, and through seeing the consistency of the hopes and the shayfres of your own life, is so absurdly limited that you barely have a memory of a full half hour of your life. Usually it's far less than that. You reconstruct things built of memories, but your actual memories are measured in seconds, maybe minutes for some people. So to talk about the past of your life, everybody, basically until they reach the darga
of Rosh Hashanah, if they ever reach that darga. Until they reach that darga, everyone is lost. Everyone is confused. And that loss and that confusion is exactly how Adam HaRishon felt when he was asked the question of Ayeka by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where are you? The answer is, I'm lost. And that is the answer that everybody gives to till today. And they literally use the word as if they're lost in space. That's the idea, lost in space, which is exactly what Ayeka says. Where in space are you? Because that's where are you? Where are you means, is there a consistent universe in which you have a place or not? And nobody can say that there is that consistent universe. So that means that by definition, there is no yetziah from that loss through the kochot of yourself. Because you can't get out of the mess that you put yourself into. And that's the reason that Adam HaRishon, even though he was a tremendous Baal Teshuva, and the Gemara talks about 130 years of Baal Teshuva, Gadol, he was Yoshe B'tainis. Obviously, there's nothing he can do about his own problem. Because since what it is that he set out to do was to create the path to find his way back, that is Echtav Yashuv. And you cannot ever get out of that problem. Because you created a path of tshuva, which is by definition your own creation, therefore can never get beyond your own creation. So memela, the words v'lo nomar od Eloheinu l'maaseh yadeinu, which the Rambam says is absolutely essential in order to achieve tshuva. And that's the message of Shabbos tshuva of the parsha. And that is the chiyuv to be ya'il alav yodea ta'alumot. Why yodea ta'alumot? Not because the ta'alumot of your own life. Yodea ta'alumot is because you're up against the nistarot. And the nistarot al-shem elokeinu. Those nistarot are your own past. And those nistarot are the implications of your own maaseh. And those nistarot are the incredible complexities of the responsibility that you have in terms of the arvus of your place in the universe. The only way that you can deal with that, no individual can deal with that. The only way that you can deal with that is coming into the darga of Rosh Hashanah. And the darga of Rosh Hashanah is twofold. It's a darga in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, U'bacharta b'chayim. That's why we read it in Nitzavim. And that's exactly what Adam HaRishon did not do. He was not bochar b'chayim, as Bobby spoke about on Rosh Hashanah. Why was he not bochar b'chayim? Because he recognized that in order to be the Adam, you have to go through the process of becoming Adam. Right? So I can't be bochar directly b'chayim. I can only be bochar in the process, which is the derech, to get the chayim. But then that locks you out of the derech. And that's why the result of the chet is the kruvim and the lata cherva mitapechet, the bishomer, the derech eitz achayim. Whereas Tzom Gedalia is there to open darkei teshuva, says the Rambam. These tainyos are bimyuchad, not to be ma'aret teshuva, but to be poter darkei teshuva, which allows you to escape not only your own history, but the history of all of your past forefathers' history, everything of which was messed up from the beginning. And unless you're ready to tackle it on that level, you will never get out of the problem because you're always starting from Eloheinu l'maaseh yadeinu. And the only nature of the Eidus is to lomar ma'arav Eloheinu l'maaseh yadeinu. So therefore, the story of Tzom Gedalia, which is about Eidus and about Yochanan ben Kireach, who accepts the absolute Eidus and then turns around and says it's a lie, it couldn't possibly be, is a profound gilui of what it means to truly be able to accept that Eidus. And that only way of doing that is to accept the complete vulnerability that Adam HaRishon did not want to accept. And what he should have said instead of when he was asked, where are you? Instead of saying, I'm hiding by, instead of saying, I'm hiding, to recognize that the only thing that he can do is to accept the nature of his own being as being completely, totally biyodei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be mekaveh al Hashem in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reishis is a tikva. And that's the whole point. It's not reishis to anything else. What's the tough dovuk? The hanging tough, as the Ramchal points out, is tikva. It's hope. It's just pure hope. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm asking you to be Bechor B'chaim, in this week's parasha we just had, I'm asking you to be Bechor B'chaim because I need to admit something. I am vulnerable. I need you to choose Chaim. So I shouldn't be saying this. So if Nimi Shura said then, says the manager, I shouldn't be saying this. Because what sense does it make for me to tell you be Bocher B'Chaim? That's your choice. That's the whole point. But you need to know that those choices can only be made in terms of an act of love. There is no other way to make that choice. One of the most incredible implications of that idea. Yeah, Bocher B'Ahava. Thank you. One of the most incredible implications of this is that you cannot do teshuva for yourself. In the same way, you can't do the ultimate meta choice of Ubacharta Bachayim by yourself. It needs to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, Achayim v'amavas nasati lufanecha. Psst. Ubacharta Bachayim. The same thing is true about tshuva. And this the Sefer Noach says here in this week's part, in the parsha we just had. That the only way that we talk about a tshuva, which is magas l'kisei hakova, not every tshuva is magas l'kisei hakova. And not tshuva out of love or whatever, which there's no such concept of according to the Rambam anyway. It's your entire life that's either involved in love or not. It's a tshuva out of love. But more than that, the only tshuva that can possibly be magad ad kisei hakovet is the tshuva that is done for that desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for tshuva. In the same way that the choice can only be done because otherwise it's another of your agendas. And otherwise, the entitlement that destroyed my separation and the entitlement that says, I don't like, because once I'm entitled, I can tell you who I want and what I want and how I want it. Aisha shenatata imadi. That entitlement is a direct result of v'loyid boshash. You think that you're innocent and there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Wrong. Loyid boshash v'yushnei emerumim v'loyid boshash. Vanachasha Yaron is the next word. So how could it be? Must be that the Orim, which supposedly is nothing to worry about, that type of infantile response to nakedness is not innocent. It's only infantile. It's only innocent when it's completely and totally recognizing at the same time that the law of unintended consequences and everything that you think you're looking for will make it sludge one day. And if you don't understand that up front, then you are doomed. And that's exactly what happens. All of the sludge comes from that innocence, right? Infantile innocence. There's no such thing as infantile innocence. There's only absolute human achievement innocence. That's the only thing that's innocent. And that cannot be in a state where Adam is saying, I'm hiding. You cannot hide and be innocent. Because if you're hiding, then what that means is your life is separate. Your visions are separate. Your plans are separate. Your tshuva is separate. Your choices, it's a life. But it's not the life that I gave you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I asked you to be Bacharta Bachayim, not to lose, not to choose your own universe. I asked you for a shutafut. Zero entitlement. Entitlement removes you to somewhere else. That somewhere else, if I ask you, where is it? All you could say is, I'm lost. Forgive me. And it takes you 6,000 years to figure out how not to be lost. But then that means that the only teshuva would be the teshuva on the Loyed Boshu proper. So it has to be with the full acceptance of Hanistarot, with the full acceptance of Yodea Talumot. It has to be with the understanding that the plans that I have are botel and mevutel the moment that they are nogea, the rotzon Hashem, and a kiddush Hashem, halakha l'maaseh. So if right now you have all the plans in the world and all the kids in the world and all the income in the world, and some stupid guy comes over to you and says, either you put this cholent on the plata because I want you to show that you don't care about chazorah on Shabbos, and all your plans are bottle and a bottle, right? I don't do things for goyim to show that I don't care about Shabbat. I'll murder you and all of your kids. Go right ahead. So that understanding, that clarity, is a completely different way of living. And that's Rabbi Akiva. That's exactly Mataya Volia Diva Kaimeno. And we pointed out this morning, anyone at war
lives that way and is happy to live that way and risks their lives constantly. People that are truly outlaw and are glad to do the most courageous, insane things. If I can blow up 100 Nazi trains, I will risk my life 1,000 times. If I can save 20 Jews like your father did, I can walk into the Nazi headquarters and pretend to be a Nazi and walk out with Jews. What are you, crazy? Yeah, I made a movie about it. It's unbelievable things. And happy to do it. I'm happy to do it again tomorrow. I said, Mom, must be unbelief to us. Why? Because all we're interested in is Ish, Tachas Gafno, Tachas Te'inato, become a Eretz Yisrael, Yoytzi the Bris. And now it's only about the Mis'enanim and the comforts and the lies and all of the phony responses to Tochacha. So why'd you do it? My wife gave it to me. That's a brilliant answer. Thank you. Really brilliant. No? Yochanan ben Kereach, you said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever he says, you're going to do it. Come out, I water. Yeah, but this is a political lie. There's always an answer. There's always yes, but. So this element of Tzom Gedalia is to be Peseach Darkei Teshuvah, not Teshuvah. Darkei Teshuvah, to recognize what it takes. Can you please turn on the air conditioning before we melt in here? I wonder. It's the Little Red Riding Hood who played with something that wasn't meant to be played with.
Oh, trust me, it wasn't my wife.
Okay. What? Right. The reason, that's the reason that the Rambam begins Hilchas Tshuva specifically with the idea that you don't even exist. The entire first parak in the Rambam is all about doing teshuva because of the nature of kapora. The world needs this kapora. Now, if you say vidui at the time that you're bringing this kapora, you can also get a kapora. But that's not the point. It is not about you. Because of that, it's a shock to us that halacha lemaisa, it doesn't matter how you did the sin. Did you do it on purpose? Did you do it by accident? Did you do it to prove to the world that you hate God? It's absolutely no different. Exactly the same dinim of kapora. How could that be? Because it's not about you. That's how it could be. It's about your responsibility for reality. It's only afterwards that the Rambam says, but if you have not been Becher B'chaim and you haven't thought about the fact that your existence has to be real, then you don't have a God. Because the God you have is Eloheinu B'maaseh Yadeinu. It has nothing to do with anything that's real. It has to do with your imagination. In which case, you can't do mitzvahs, as Rambam said, very tree. Because Torfin Otam B'fanav. You have no shaykhus to my mitzvahs. You have a shaykhus to your agenda mitzvahs. You can't daven because Gam Kitabu Tfilah and Nishomea. Who do you think you're talking to? That's certainly not me. Do you have a name for your imaginary plane? I mean, a God? It's the entire thing. It's all about imaginary playmates that are exactly the same as the infantile imaginary playmates, and you give them names. So good, you know. Everybody remembers their imaginary playmate's name. Fine, I do too. So that imaginary playmate is essentially ends up becoming your God. Amazing thing. This is innocence. This is insanity. So this idea of understanding the element of the incredible way in which, A, you don't fix things by taking simple solutions and doing the opposite. That's exactly what destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Gedalia's unwillingness to listen to Lashon Hara. I thought the Korban was because of Lashon Hara. That's right. But the worst part of the Korban was for not being willing to hear the Lashon Hara. They're not now. Right? I'm just going through the lessons very quickly. The second element is that you have to penetrate to the primary issues in order to be able to deal with reality. It doesn't help to just, that was what we used to call the Ritchie syndrome. Ritchie brought it up at Ilkis Druva. Whenever you make a correction, you make the same insane mistake in the correction, except in the other direction. So how can you ever get out of it? That is exactly the issue of Edus, which is so central, says the Rambam. And it comes from the words, lo nomar od Eloheinu l'maaseh yadeinu, which nobody understands. And the Rambam, in classic Rambam fashion, sees that as that's what the words are saying. There's only one way that you're not going to simply be talking to yourself. Ya'ida lav yodea talumat. That's what it says. What else would it mean? How could you possibly not be talking to yourself when you're worshiping God? So that you don't have a God, I understand. So then you need to have a self in order to ultimately be able to be misaken, the kapora that you're going to have. But that kapora is not about you. And it's not about the way you did things. That's what's so unbelievable. It's about reality. And therefore, the Rambam's insight into Maseches Temura is so powerful, so unbelievable, in that it touches upon the yesodes of Gan Eden in ways that appear on the surface to be childish and meaningless and are astounding. So what does the Rambam say? He closes Hilchos Temura. This is the closing of our Masech. Af al pi shekol chukei HaTorah gezerote. Kamo shebi'arnu. But still, you have to try to see what insight is it teaching you. What's the time that you can get from it? And so I want to tell you what I think that the idea is about Temura. Yira'e li sheze shamar hakatuv v'ayahu u'temurato yeh kodesh. What is that? Yarda, listen to this. Yarda Torah l'sof machshevet ha'adam. The Torah has penetrated into the absolute bottom of the way people's minds works. I really appreciate it, but if you could write it down, I'd appreciate it much more, and then we could be kailed it all afterwards. It's just like it stirs the flow very much. So, Sof, the Machshevet Adam, and Kitzet Yitzro Hara, the very end, the Kutze of his Yitzro Hara. Here? Temura, the Kutze, Kuf Tzadita. The depth of your way that your mind works, and the edge, the final, furthest edge that you're not even aware of your Yitzro Hara. Wow. Temura is about the furthest edge. Wow, you're about to hear all of Freudian psychology in one word, right? What's the Rambam's brilliant insight? People like money. What? What is he talking about? And here's the idea. Teva shel adam note laharbot kinyano v'lachus al mamono. I need the Rambam really to tell me this. But here's the chiddush. Af al pi shenadar v'higdish. So the guy made a neder. He gave $1 million to the Beis HaMikdash. Unbelievable. He's going to pay mamish for the new covering of the Heichal. Amazing, amazing. He's going to bring all the korbanos that Shlomo HaMelech was meant to bring on the day of the Chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash, which, by the way, is these days, right? The second Beis HaMikdash. This is the, we're talking about the Chinuch of the second Beis HaMikdash now. The first Beis HaMikdash, Yom Kippur and Sukkot, all the second, the first Beis HaMikdash. This is the period in which the understanding of the nature of Aveda, without it, we don't know what Aveda is about. Well, obviously, you can't be Aved, an imaginary friend. So it's only Shayach to this period of the year and to the level of awareness that one reaches by getting to this Meda choice on Rosh Hashanah of Ubacharta Bachai. And the Meida Teshuva that was given to Adam as a possibility to be Shav Lefanai on Teshua Hashem Bihim Matzo. And that's why it has to be in terms of him, Bihim Matzo. Because he is available. And we're talking about a Kisei HaKavod. That has to be Magad at a Kisei HaKavod. So what is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is people don't let go. That's the Chiddush. People never let go. And therefore, without realizing it, the drive to control is still there. And therefore, and consider for a moment, the Rambam doesn't even talk this out, but consider the halacha. You want to be paid at your carbon. So you say, I want to be paid at this carbon on this behemoth chulin. That's perfectly okay. But if you will go ahead and you do that pidyon by saying, I want to switch the kedusha on this carbon for this chulin, then you're chayav malchus, you're over on tumura, v'ayahu tumura seyeh kodesh. What's the difference? I mean, to the point where the Gemara says, it actually doesn't even matter what language you use. It matters where you put your hand. Remember that, Sergi? If you put your hand on the top of the behema that is kodesh, oh, so then that means that you are dealing with that behema. If you put your hand on the animal that is chol, that means that you want the pidyon, depending on what is it you're trying to control. You're trying to control the animal of behema, the animal of kodesh, or you're trying to control the animal of chulin. You have a right to control the animal of chulin. But this animal is not yours. Get your filthy paws off of it. It's amazing. It comes down like, what? That's the nafka. The exact same din. The exact same language. It's unbelievable. Is the Rambam talking about something profound or not? So the point over here is your subconscious relationship to the world. I can't let go. I gave this. It really should be better. I want it to be better. I'm going to take a better animal. I want to save money, but you need to be in control. Therefore, it says, I don't care, better, worse, get your filthy paws off of the Aveda that is none of your business. That's exactly the point. Therefore, Tainas the Rambam, it's the same thing. If a guy would go ahead, the Torah slammed the door in his face, get your filthy paws off and learn that the concept of Aveda and the concept of karbonos, in its essence, is letting go. That's the point, because the main problem was Adam HaRishon's inability to let go. If I'm going to acknowledge my vulnerability with the Voloyit Boshashu, then that means I'm completely and totally vulnerable. And then that means, oh, it's not so innocent to be walking around thinking that everything is just fine. Nothing is fine. Nothing is fine because you don't know anything about anything. Nothing is fine because you're not entitled to anything. Nothing is fine because you have no right to make any assertions or any assumptions about anything. So how could anything be fine? The only thing that you possibly could have is the recognition that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's all. Oh, so if that is what I have, then in fact, that's what I have to run to, not run from. So ultimately, you have two choices that boil down to the choices of Temura. Two choices. You could achieve the same end through Pidyon as you accomplish through Temura. Exactly the same. The question is, as the Rambam says, the question is one issue, maintaining control. And as I pointed out before, Adam HaRishon was perfectly correct in the recognition that you cannot be human without having spent a few billion years from the Big Bang going through the sludge that allowed the species to evolve, and ultimately you cannot be yourself without going through the sludge of your own life, right? Fine. Would that sludge be present in Adam ultimately? Well, of course. It didn't matter what he did, because v'ayahu t'mura seyeh kodesh makes absolutely no difference. The end result is that the Adam in Gan Eden is the Adam that went through everything that needed to be gone through to become Adam, correct? The fact that we happen to be living the unpleasant details of that process is simply because of the fact that instead of allowing the process to exist on a level that you would be not personally involved in guiding, which is exactly what happened in Gan Eden. Shnayim olu lemita, arba yordu. Did anybody guide the fetal development? Not me. Does anybody guide the fetal development in a 9-month pregnancy even today? Not me. I mean, obviously we try more and more to do that because that's part of the control, to end up controlling reproduction, which is why that is such a profound, profound modern and contemporary issue. I need to control reproduction. My body is mine. I can make the choices I want. Literally, the words out of Gan Eden. Choices. It's about choice. You're right. It sure as heck is about choice. That's the whole point. So that even though those processes happen, and Adam Arishon understood that children don't suddenly pop out on a bed from nowhere, in the same way that we understand that when we do processes, we are no longer children to believe that everything is magic and that there's no microcosm that needs to be dealt with, except that we don't need to deal with it. I don't need to draw the Feynman diagrams that would take me for the rest of my life to do just to light a single match. I don't need to do that because I don't need to take care of it. The big macrocosmic world that I'm used to, where I could take a stick with a little bit of potassium on it and rub it and burst into flames. Hey, buddy, how'd you do that? Who cares? It works. It works. So it'll take me a few 100,000 years to work out exactly why it works and how it works and to understand that the world is a totally different world than the one I think I know. That's true. But it doesn't matter. Adam could have allowed that world to exist and to be the Adam without us needing to have been him in that month. And that would have been Vayehu Tmurasa Yakadosh. It's going to work out in the end anyway. And that's exactly what Esther discovers. It's going to work out in the end anyway. Therefore, it is not up to you to lead. It's up to you to relate. And instead, what you wanted to do was escape and to hide, which means, why do I want to escape? Because I was the one who wanted to define the process. Because I needed to create the derech of teshuva. Exactly what locked you out as a Omer Echteve Ashuv in Maspikin Biado. There's no way to escape. Because then you've made a meta choice that you can't get beyond. Because that is your derech. And it will always be about you. No matter what you do, it will always be about you. Yes?
In order to
the level of sophistication can be reached in terms of Aveda, by definition. When you need to figure out what it is that stands between you and the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and why is it that I feel this? Why do I feel it's so difficult for me to accept that relationship as a given? Why do I feel I need to be the one to do, and so on. Those are questions that if you're honest about those questions, they will, to a fully conscious human being, lead him through all of human psychology, all of physics, all of mathematics, like the Ebenezer says about what was Moshe Rabbeinu doing up on Har Sinai for 40 days. So the idiots who ask that question don't understand that you don't understand anything if you don't understand yourself. Do you understand yourself? Tell me, you think in 40 days you can understand yourself, you fool? What do you mean, what were you doing? So ultimately, that's what the Torah is. It's the Torah as Adam in the end. So if you're going to make your way through the world, and by the way, this is so true, you have no idea how literally true it is. The greatest experts, whether it's in medicine, whether it's in business, whether it's in psychology, the greatest experts throughout the Derech were the Gedolei Harabbanim, who never went to school, who never had any training. Anybody with any brains, including kings and finance ministers, would come to them for the Eitzah. What do we do? Whether it's in terms of politics, and it was known, you lost your Jews, throughout history, you lost your Jews, you lost the future. Not your Jewish scientists, your Jewish Rabbanim. It's an amazing thing. This is not a theoretical thing. It's because the search for the Teras HaAdam takes you to the core of Digduka Shel Nefesh of yourself. You don't have to need training from the outside. You need training from the inside that forces you. I know that this is wrong. So how come I feel that this is right? And so on and so forth. That's the Ein Adam Emet Adivrei Torah Elo Ken Nichshal Bahem. It's exactly that point. How come I think that the wrong is the right? And how come I experience the right as the wrong and the wrong as the right? Once I'm able to accept that the Torah is real and that the Eidos is real, so then measuring myself up against the reality, it only would have needed 6 hours, say Chazal, until Shabbos. Once Shabbos came, there would have been a complete hashlama of my separations. Instead, you want to achieve exactly the same end, except in hell, over a course of 6,000 years, with incalculable tortures in order to get there. And they're the same tortures that would have been achieved in the same way that the rest of the Big Bang was achieved, and all of the species that went extinct were achieved, and all of the tortures of nature, red and tooth and claw, were achieved without you needing to be the sadist who did it, or the masochist, as the case may be, right? So fine, that's the ultimate Hayohu Utmura Sayyid Kedesh, which is why the Rambam defines the nature of Tmura as being the mocker of the understanding of the Yetzer of the Adam. And it's an amazing insight. So then that means the subtlety of the inability to let go is what the problem is about. And what's the biggest question of all is the inability to let go in defining this Seder of your own Aveda. We said before, if you do Teshuvah as a project of your own, you cannot do Teshuvah, because that Teshuvah will be the Teshuvah of Adam Arishon. It's about you. And since it's about you, it can't work. It can only work, as this Forno points out, if it is the same relationship to the nature of tshuva, which is lo nifleti mimcha. So as the Medrash says, mimcha einu niflet. But for the Malachi Asharis, forget it. For anything else of any level of existence, they had no concept and cannot have a concept of it. It's only from you that it's open, even though it's insane. Niflet is the ultimate meta, right? It's beyond, it's simply beyond. That's what the word comes from in terms of just being Pella. So that means that tshuva is introduced as a meta experience. Therefore, the Rambam says it's only accessible through Edus. And that's the whole idea of the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, of Shabbat Teshuva, and of Tzom Gedalia. It's an amazing thing. Because of that, we have the most astonishing issues in Maseches Tmura, which get right back to the human condition. The most shocking of them is, incredible machlokas, Rav and Abaye, right? Remember the Lashon and the Gemara. So what happens? Amar Abaye, Kol Milsit Amar Achmana Lo Tavi, the Torah said, don't do something. You go ahead and you do it.
Does it work?
It works. You did it. Because that's, Isaac Daitlomani, if it wouldn't work, why would you get Malkus? Rava says, no, get out of here. It's a definition of reality. It doesn't work at all. Lomani meaning. So why do you get Malkus? Because you tried. That's bad enough. You were over on the Torah's desire. The Gemara asks question after question after question, in which it proves either that it does help, it proves it doesn't help, which, of course, the whole point is Tmura. There is a don't make a Tmura. And if you make the Tmura, right? And brings up question after question. Every single case is identified as a special case. This case is different because the Torah said, Vayehu Tmura Asiyah Kadesh. This case is different because the Torah said X. This case is different because the Torah said Y. At the end, the Gemara says, so what's, if every single case is different, so what are they arguing about? Answers the Gemara, what are they arguing about? Bishinui Kena. So Rashi gives the most unbelievably wild explanation of Bishinui Kena. Can you actually change the status of things by changing your relationship to them? It's a philosophical issue that they're arguing. It makes absolutely no difference. So in other words, right. So in other words, the important Nakuda is, what type of universe do you live in? But that's the essential question of Rosh Hashanah, isn't it? Ayeka. So the machlokas over here between Rava and Abaye is a fundamental machlokas about the nature of the independence of humanity that is so important. Does it even exist or doesn't it exist? And every case is a special case. Absolutely wild, right? Mamish wild. Now, there's another amazing story in the Gemara about the nature of the Yetzer Hara. And what is that story? That's the story about the individual who told HaKadosh Baruch Hu he has no patience for Yetzer Hara. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bother him with the Yetzer Hara, then forget about it. He's going to drop dead. He's going to go in misery to the grave. And he doesn't have time for failures. He doesn't have time for Yetzer Hara is bothering him. He's got jobs to do. Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help him do his job, or he could just forget about it, because I'm definitely not giving in. I'll tell you right now. You can tell me whatever you want, and you can tell me you're supposed to be happy. I'm not happy, you understand? And I'm not going to be happy, you understand? And I'm never going to be happy. And that's the bottom line. And what is the response to that gentleman whose name is Yavetz? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, no, it's fine. Miyad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, anything you say, sir, anything you say. Not to be happy, my God. And therefore his name was changed to Otniel. She'an Otniel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. I certainly would never put myself in that position of having you unhappy. Now, I mean, if ever there was a Gemara about entitlement, right? I mean, we're saying the whole idea over here is no entitlement, no assumptions. And it all starts with his mommy. Because his mommy gave him the name Mr. Said. Because his name was Yavetz. Why was his name Yavetz? Ki olad atiyu be'etzet. Just like every other person in all of history. Because after all, Adam was told be'etzet to the banim. It was Chava's curse, right? So this particular Chava, the mother of Yavetz, said, not me. You expect me to pass this by? This is supposed to be acceptable? To live in an insane world where reproduction has to do with sadness instead of the most incredible joy of creativity? Not me. If I'm going to have a kid like that, I'm going to call him Sad. That's his name. So she calls him Sad. And he is capable of telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm warning you right now, I'm going to be sad. If I make investments, either they're totally successful or I'm going to be sad. If I have Talmidim, either they're all going to be 100% and I'm not going to have any problems with the Yetzer driving me crazy, or I'm going to be sad. I'm warning you right now. Okay. Why isn't that entitlement? So let me tell you something. There's one mitzvah that is predicated on the coming into the maturation of non-entitlement. What mitzvah is that? Bikurim. Right? The mitzvah of Bikurim, when I come into Eretz Yisrael, has to be done, and that's Rashi's. Rashi's Bishvil Bikurim, Shenikra Rashi's. That has to be done through coming to the Kohen and saying to the Kohen, hey, I'm about to do the most amazing thing. You got to hear this. You got to hear this. I got to tell this to you, okay? Come here. You got to listen to this. Okay? Now, this is my first fruits. Take all these first fruits of you. Wait, oh man, is that something or is that not something? Is that amazing or is that not? It's incredible, isn't it? Yes. Therefore, says the Sifri, what's the meaning of that? And Rashi brings the simple pshat in the pasuk. He got it the ayom she'eni kafui tova, which nobody understands. What mean eni kafui tova? You're about to do something of gratitude. What are you saying? I don't have. A lack of gratitude. Say, I'm full of gratitude. That's the brilliant point of this whole idea. Nobody's got a problem having gratitude. Problem is, how do you feel about having gratitude? So Adam Rishon says, but I don't want you to do it. I want to do it. Well, why? I'm happy to do it for you. No, please don't do it for me. Oh, you mean you don't like feeling gratitude? Well, I sort of feel, you know, I mean, it's something I should be doing for myself. I mean, I don't like feeling indebted. Oh, is that what it's about? It's feeling indebted, is it? So there's, you have a vision that you have to achieve, and chas for shalom that it should come out of a relationship with me and all of the love that went into the tikva of Rashi, which you're talking about the whole time, kavi al Hashem, chazak v'yavetz, kavi al Hashem, which I pointed out this morning is incredible. That the one and only place where we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take all tikva away from someone is Lamal Shini. Alti tikva. What do you mean, alti tikva? Just say, break them, destroy them, kill them. No. It's because since Rashi's is tikva, the one thing that is committed to my own description of reality, which is the modern world from beginning to end, there's nothing in this world that is real. There's only fake news. There's only post-truth. There's only post-facts. There's only one thing, the right to define whatever I want as reality. That is called Loshon Hara. Exactly. And that's what the world lives on. The internet, blogs, Loshon Hara, Mitzi Shemra, and so on and so on. That's the only thing that we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'lam al shanim al tehi tikva. Because to allow that to have anything that is connected with the overall flow of hope that Rishis can one day mature, and anybody who believes that there's hope in that is buying into the destruction of Rishis. That's the Kala. That's Ad Kedekach, that's the Bracha. It's mamish mind-boggling. So that means that in order, I went off the, what was I talking about? Yavid Bahani, Shinoi Kenan, Osneo, right. So then that means, sorry, so that when we come in, we don't say, I mock your Toiva. Because I could be saying, I mock your Toiva. I hate every minute about it. But I mock your Toiva, Chaval, you know. But okay, it all comes from you. What can I do? No, the Chiddush is to say, I'm not bent over, I'm not kofri from the Toiva. Of course I mock your Toiva. Well, only an idiot doesn't understand where he gets his blessing. But it doesn't, not only does it not bother me, look how excited I am to share it, Mr. Cohen. Look, this is such an amazing moment. I can't even live it without sharing it with somebody. It's too exciting. That's Hakara Steira, the correct Hakara Steira, right? So it's the only way to express it, is that Eini Kofri Tova. What happens immediately after this Eini Kofri Tova? What's the next parsha? Moshe. What's the next parsha? Vidui Maaser. Asinu Masha Mutal Aleinu, Afata Asay Masha Mutal Alecha. And a chutzpah, Shemagi Ali, same entitlement. Because that's the point. The moment that you reached that instant of that made a choice of Chaim, and that's what is important to you, not doing it your way, but that it should be done, then at that moment, it means that you did the teshuva because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that world for that teshuva. You did that choice of Ubacharta B'chaim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ubacharta B'chaim, for me, I want you to be Bercha B'chaim. Not you did the teshuva because you need a kapara, because you don't want to burn in hell. Who cares about you? That's exactly what Ezra was telling them on Rosh Hashanah, on that Rosh Hashanah. You're all sitting there crying. What are you crying about? What are you worried about? And if you had to give it all up in the next instant in order to be Mekadeshem Shemayim, so you would cry or you would be happy? Ultimately, you would be happy. You would face it and you would say, this is the most incredible moment of my life. And that's the way it would be. The same way that everybody faces death. This is the most incredible moment of my life. Faced correctly. This would be the nature of any Kiddush Hashem. So what are you crying about? So this is Chedvas Hashem, Hime Uschem. This is the ability to create, to be part of that creation. You want to be part of it, or you want to sit around and worry about your own stupidities all the time and hold on to the sludge while all of this glory is going on around you? This is what you want. So fine, v'yavinu, they understood. And therefore, what was his eitzah? His eitzah was, give shalach manis, which is exactly what it is that Esther realized. Well, of course. It's not about me. So why did you go in there? I did whatever could be done. I had no idea. What do you mean, I had no idea? I'm the Starot Hashem Elokim. This is Yodiyat Talumot. Do I know whether he was going to end up killing me, whether he was going to kill us both, whether he was going to end up supporting me, whether he was going to end up being Makana? I don't know. There was 20 different reasons. Do I know? I don't pretend to know. Like Eliyahu said, why did she go in? What do you mean she go in? All of the above, plus all the things you didn't think about. So what do you want? Because that's all that you can ever do, always. Respond. Be part of it. And the moment that you're able to be part of it, now you have an incredible partner, right? So now does it really matter that you go to your partner? Obviously, if you have a partner, he's okay, I did what you told me. Time for you to do what you're going to do. Not because you owe me, but because we are one entity. That's the Mecholos of Gan Eden. So therefore, the more you're aimed on true Hakaras Teva, the less possibility there is of entitlement. So that the more you're freed of entitlement, the more you can say, look, I am here for a reason. You made the reason. So don't give me this shtick. What do you mean? I need to suffer with the, I have no time for Yetzer Hara. Do you understand? Because that's not what I was created for. That's some idiot by the name of Adam. Went ahead and made the way. It's insane. I don't want to be part of this. Nothing to be part of it. You want me to be part of it? So then it's a miserable world. You ask me, Ayeka, I'm in some crummy universe somewhere. Is that your universe? No, because Yitzchak Avinu burst into laughter when you said, oh, it's a serious problem. He's like, come on, you got to be kidding. Yeah, I am. Okay, so what are you coming to me for? This is a crazy world. Of course, this is not where I live, and I refuse to live in it. You're 100% right, buddy. I'm glad I found a friend. So what is it, therefore, that you should do? Listen to this incredible advice, right? Give Shalach Manis. Now, you understand what we're talking about. The entire Klal Yisrael is sitting there, crying their eyes out in terror and in avelus at look at this place. Hamikdash, what a mess. We come back after 7 years. This is what we get. Some kind of a basement building. And it's horrible. It's like davening in the Miklat. This is supposed to be the place. Hamikdash, right? And people are miserable. They're worried what's going to be. And our God, we're sitting here in din. And probably it's all over. And what's the solution? Says Ezra HaSefer, the solution is, send out candy bars to people. Come on, guys. This is an important day. What? Send out candy bars? Yeah, come on. You know, it's like the whole Gemara about Shalach Manis, you know. You try to define what the guy is, you know. What kind of stuff does he like? Hey, he probably like a beer. With all the jokes in the Gemara, you know, which you define the individual, you give them something that's just perfect for that individual. So just give out some candy bars. The complete opposite of what it is to be looking through your sludge and then to say, listen, come on. It's about sharing reality. It's about being human. It's about accepting the fact that that is going to happen, that you have no control over it. All you can do is use it in the most incredible way, which is by committing yourself just to be part of it and loving it and caring about it. So care about the candy bars, care about the little kids. Care. That's what you got to learn to care about. It's not about these big projects that you have with your life. Those big projects can be gone in 10 seconds. What are the big projects? Whatever you can do, you're going to do. There's no such thing as a big project. All projects are big projects, including the candy bars. So I don't understand. What are we making this big fuss about? And everything else that is a big project, because you made it a big project, it's not my project, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's your project, and I have no interest. So therefore, you have an idea about how you're going to fix the world with these karbonas, and you're going to control these karbonas? Lo lachem velanu, livnot the beis elokeinu. I don't want part of it. The same way we literally will not accept a donation from a guy, because he's not shy enough to give a donation. Exactly this nekuda. He only wants to control. That's what the Gemara says, halacha lemaisa. Do not accept the donation. So from an individual who is still shayach to this darga of Ra and intends to control, that is the v'ayahu utmurasa yekedesh of Adam Arishon directly, of the human condition directly. The ultimate v'ayahu utmurasa yekedesh. You want to control? So let me tell you something. I'll have it my way no matter what you do. The more you do, the more it'll work out for me. What do you think of that? You try to control, put your hand on the wrong head. Now they're both mine. Want to try again? Sure. Right? So it's simply an amazing masechet. And this is basically what the Ikar Limud of Tzom Gedalia is about, is this Nekuda. It comes out to be an absolutely perfect inyan, and that the idea of Temura in the deepest sense, Temura, is that Klal Yisrael tries to be Meimer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Exactly. Vayamiru et kvodam b'shor ochel eisev. Vayamiru. Al tamer bo. Al tamireni bo. Don't give me your childhood imaginary friends and think that has something to do with me. It's not going to work. It's exactly all of this issue. Why, in fact, how come the whole parsha, says the Medrash, why is it, what is the connection of Parshas Temura Shomala to together with all of these other inyanim in Chumash HaPakudim. Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised never to be Meimir Klal Yisrael for another Uma, so therefore, that's the Dodi Leva Ani Lo. Same thing. Don't try to be Meimir me either. I can't be Meimir you. That's exactly part of the relationship. Kvar Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'enu Machlifa Bu'uma Acheres. Okay, then don't do that to me. And that comes down directly to the relationship that we were just talking about. The relationship is either Asinu Mashem Mutal Aleinu Afata Haseh, it's this is your world and therefore this is what you want. This is not what I want. And if it's what you want, it's what we want. And therefore I'm telling you, it can't work this way. It can't work this way. And that's why that sugya ends with something that doesn't seem to have any relationship, which is Oni V'Rosh, Ani ve'ish, the Rosh ve'ish techachim nivgashu, Meir ene shneyem Hashem. Misha asau zeo chacham, yaseh zeo tipesh. Misha asau zeo tipesh, yaseh chacham. Misha asau zeo ani, yaseh oto ashir. Misha asau oto ashir, yaseh oto ani. You want to switch? That's an amazing Gemara. Somebody comes to you and says, could you teach me the sugya? And the guy says to him, why do you mean teach? Find a chavrusa, your own. I'm going to waste time trying to teach you a sugya. When you come back in 20 years, when you know how to talk to someone like me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, that's your brilliance, right? You know what? I think I'll do a little tamura job. I made you smart. I made him stupid. Flip. That's how it's nogiyah the sugya. It's exactly the same exact idea. There's no entitlements in a partnership. It's us. As a child, we're talking about the entitlement at all. And the same thing is true of why it is that when we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being shav from the Golos, it's that the Shekhinah was with us in the Golos and that he has to be shav. We think it's because it's an encouragement, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is suffering. No, that's not the point. The point is that the only way it works is as a partnership. That's the point. So if he doesn't need to be shoved, so what's the whole thing about? What's about us? Is it not you? Who cares about you? So even that, that's the vishavti etshvusya. It can only be done if I myself am coming back. So the less entitled you are, the more you can make that feel of. That's exactly the whole thing. And therefore, the vishavta Hashem Elokechas tiyesh tshuvatcha says this for now. Kedei lasot ritzoncha ritzon koncha bilvad. That's the only thing that could possibly make the difference. And that's why the Temura is in terms of the confusion of Tov, Ra, Ra, Betov. And in the end, that's entirely in your own mind. It has nothing to do with me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ra, Betov, Tov, Bara, exactly the same thing. So therefore, once you've handled the Kviyas Teva, the Lo Yizbar Shashu, the next thing is Vidui Maisa. It makes perfectly good sense. And that means that what appears to us to be crazy, you call that a vidui? What does that have to do with vidui? Everything. It's exactly the same vidui as every vidui. If the getter of teshuvah is that your big misvada ana Hashem, and that's the halacha, because you recognize that you can only achieve this in terms of a partnership, the vidui is letting the partner know that this I am doing with you. So then the same thing is true with vidui. It's the exact same vidui. It's not a borrowed term. People use a borrowed term. Vidui means to tell you what I did wrong. So over here we're saying vidui is about telling you what I did right, but it's not really vidui. It's really vidui. It's exactly the same thing. And that's why one of the most amazing things that is unique about Tzom Gedalia is the fact that it's about one person. Who ever heard of a holiday named after a guy? This is Gedalia. I mean, who is Gedalia, for heaven's sake? He deserves the whole idea. I mean, why talk about that? There's plenty of things we could call it, right? But the idea of Tzom Gedalia is an amazing limud. If you take a look at the Lashon of the Pasuk, the Lashon of the Pasuk is that v'yavo el Gedalia mitzvata. Why? Because of the fact, oh, I brought the wrong psukim. Anyway, I don't want to take up your time, but the Lashon of the Pasuk is because everybody heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave hope to the Sheiris Yisrael by allowing this one guy to be there, and everybody gathers them because this one guy is there. The limud from that is that once the Dharga is this Dharga, it makes no difference how many people you are. That's the point. It really is about a person. One person that would have meant that the Churban was reversible. And when that person was destroyed by not accepting Rosh Hashanah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Haftocha to Yochanan ben Kareah was so astounding that it was unequaled in all of history, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, I'm doing tshuva that I ever made the Churban. Big mistake. Sorry I ever did it. You guys stick with me. I need some partners. You guys stick with me and we'll rebuild the whole thing. Oh, no, no, not us. Never mind. I'm going. That's exactly the same Nakuda. I'm looking for partners. He's looking for partners. And therefore, it's mamish. Part of the limud of Samyadaya is exactly this Nakuda. Where there's an individual, Godol HaTshuva, Shebishvil Yochid, She'as HaTshuva, Mochli Lov, L'kol Ha'olam, Kulay. And that's exactly the tefillah of Yaivetz. Exactly this. I am not dependent on the Gezerah, on Adam. I have no patience for it. I don't believe in it because of the fact that I am indeed totally Yid Boshashu. And because I have no entitlements, I can make every demand in the world. If I had even a hint of entitlement, then my tefillah would be a chutzpah and a hawaza, and I would get exactly the opposite. Instead, niyad by Yavei Hashem. And that's why he's called Nichbad Miacha. He was more Nichbad than any of his brothers, ultimately, in terms of Klal Yisrael as a whole. So it turns out that there's some very, very profound, I want to keep it, it's getting late already, there's some very, very profound interrelationships between the nature of Tev V'ra B'chlal, the nature of Yetzer, the nature of Tikkun, the nature of Kapora, which is so much part of the whole idea of Temura, defining those in Yanin, the nature of a Yochid as opposed to a Tzibur. What is the, that's the Mishnah. The idea that there, a Tzibur is not Mason, in terms of Chatoras HaMason. The idea of a Tzibur being unable to make a Temura. And that all of these issues are issues that have to do with individuals and their visions is deeply and fundamentally part of what it is that we need to come out with on its own Gedalia to give us an insight into the nature of Darkei Teshuva that should take us through Shabbat Shuva and through Tikkun of the Aseret Yemei Teshuva completely. All right, everybody, thank you very much for your patience. At least we got some general inyanim that were musaf on the issues spoken about this morning, but it has to all be put together because they're all very deeply interrelated. Okay, everyone, Laila Tov.